Right now, I'm standing in a long green hallway with doors on each side. This is part of the only domestic violence shelter in Greene County, Harmony House. And last year, in these rooms, almost 600 women and children sought refuge from their abusers. But the untold story is that over twice that amount were unable to stay here because there was no room.
I've spoke to a lot of women who have said, you know, I slept on the street for 3 days and I couldn't handle it anymore. So I just went home because I would rather be at home and walk a fine line than be sleeping out on the street in, you know, below zero temperatures.
Brittany Walker is outreach coordinator at Harmony House, which is one of 76 domestic violence shelters in Missouri. And the number of those turned away has steadily been climbing. Zach Wilson of the Missouri Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence says one reason is awareness.
Domestic violence used to be a very taboo topic in our culture, and it was something that was kept behind closed doors. So we're breaking through those barriers, and now we have more people and more other community agencies that are aware of the shelter, aware of the services that are provided. So they're providing more referrals, more people are trying to access it. All of those are good things.
Another piece of the puzzle, he says, is funding.
So what we're seeing is that a lot of the federal grants and private grants that were out there that were supporting staff positions, that those have been gradually cut over time. So you could have a staff person that was 75% by a specific grant, but now they're down to 40%.
Also, he said some of the big pots of federal money for domestic violence, like the Violence Against Women Act and Victims of Crime Act, are getting more and more segmented as more groups become aware that the money is available. In response to federal cuts, state funding was ramped up this year. Governor Jay Nixon announced in March that the Missouri Department of Social Services would send $500,000 to domestic violence shelters to make up for that gap. Every charitable organization must file a Form 990 with the IRS. It shows how much revenue they made and how much they spent. It's a public record because it's meant to help people decide where to donate their money. So right now I'm scouring through the IRS forms filed for the last several years by shelters in Springfield, Joplin, Branson, Lebanon, and West Plains. And it looks like it's been a bumpy ride for revenue, up and down, over the past several years. Harmony House actually saw its overall revenue gradually increase from 2009 to 2012. But I'm noticing in all of the shelters I'm analyzing that way over half of their funding, sometimes over three-fourths of their funding, is going toward employee salaries and benefits. And that includes employees that don't directly work with the victims staying there. And that's because these shelters are much more than just, well, shelters. They're out in the community doing outreach, prevention, and advocacy.
They've put me in a safe home. They give me these support groups. When I'm in there alone and have to face my abuser, they're right there in court beside me.
That's Patricia Seek, one person whose life has turned around since tapping into those outreach services. Seek called Harmony House after her husband of 14 years tried to smother her and choke her with a cord. He damaged her eardrum by slapping her mother's Bible across her face. She had a good job as a manager, so she qualified for an outreach program called Rapid Rehousing. That's where Harmony House immediately sets up a new place for the victim and helps pay off any past apartment debt. But Patricia's husband used Facebook to find her hiding place. In his last attack on her, he held her captive for 15 frightening hours.
He took my cell phone away from me, took my battery out, took my keys, took my purse.
Harmony House outreach programs have allowed Seek to build her self-esteem at a weekly support group, and its court advocate helped her file for divorce. But not all domestic violence victims qualify for the Rapid Rehousing Program. Many desperately need an actual shelter. Harmony House has begun a capital campaign project and plans to build a new shelter. But as of now, it plans to only have 40 to 50 additional beds, nowhere near enough to meet even the current demand of those being turned away. For KSMU News, I'm Jennifer Davidson.